Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God is Your Salvation. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
God is your salvation in the battles you face. Written and read by Jessica Van Ruckel. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Exodus 15:2. I needed help, and I needed it yesterday. But the todays kept stretching out, one after the other, never changing, always the same. I struggled through a fog of doubt and disbelief. I clung to my faith by my fingertips, knowing that rejecting God would make life darker than my present. I was desperate for God's light to shine, but what I really needed was saving. After my third child was born, the enemy whispered that God didn't care about my struggles. The taunts came as I struggled with resentment at the time my three little ones under the age of five demanded from my sleep-deprived self. The whispers became especially loud when I responded with impatience, or worse, a raised voice. I felt the enemy closing in, but before me lay an impossible sea of overwhelm. Moses and the Israelites faced a similar problem. After years of slavery, God sent Moses as their deliverer. Through a series of devastating plagues, Pharaoh finally relented and let them go. The Egyptian people gave the Israelites gold, silver, and clothing on their way out of town. The Lord led them the long way, because He knew if they crossed through the Philistines' country, they might change their minds about their freedom, because they were not ready for war. Instead, He brought them to the sea, and their enemy came up behind them. As the Israelites left Egypt, they were armed for battle. We can find that in Exodus 13:18, and marched boldly, Exodus 14:8. But when they saw their freedom threatened by the sea and the enemy, they were terrified. They accused Moses of bringing them to the desert to die. Their bold hope evaporated at the first sign of struggle. Cries of doubt rang through the camp. They couldn't see beyond their impossible to God's salvation. I couldn't see God's salvation either while taking care of the needs of my three littles when my own emotional storm threatened to overtake me. It was day after day of opening my Bible and reading the words, desperate for encouragement. But it was like the words slipped off my heart instead of sticking. Week after week, I got my babies ready for church and sat through worship and teaching, wondering when I would sense the Lord nearby. But one day, on a regular, mundane, messy morning, I opened my Bible, and God's word pierced my heart like a pinprick of light in the darkness. My impossible sea of overwhelm parted before me, and I began walking through to the other side. The Lord saved the Israelites that day. As Moses stretched his hand over the sea, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong wind, and the Israelites walked across the sea on dry ground. But first, they needed to be still, to stop fretting that the Lord had abandoned them. Moses instructed the Israelites to not be afraid, to stand firm, and to see the Lord save them. What impossible situation are you facing today? You might be hemmed in by disappointment and loss. Rejection could be dodging your every step. Maybe it's a behavior or thought pattern that keeps you spinning like a merry-go-round. The troubles facing you seem too great, but God is greater and He is mighty to save. You could be doing all the right things, like the Israelites did when they walked boldly dressed for war, and still be quaking on the inside when faced with odds not in your favor. God longs to be your salvation. Intersecting faith and life. Take a page out of the Israelites' book and be still. Stand strong and do not fear. We stand strong when we choose to believe in God's ability in the face of challenging circumstances. We still our hearts by refusing to let worry rule our responses. We choose trust over fear. It helps to remember God's faithfulness. If He does not give up on His unruly, undisciplined, uncommitted people, the Israelites, then He will not give up on you. Keep trusting Him. Keep following Him. Lean into His loving kindness and watch Him become your salvation. In Him, you will find the strength and courage to face your impossible, because He can do the impossible, like part a sea, and make a safe passage for you.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.